Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Brother Mick and the Stones bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for letting us do that this week. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That website's 15 years old. Well, the URL is. The website's been updated 100 times probably since we started it. We update it, though. We don't rebuild it every week, every day, but we update it every single day with new stuff, new podcasts, new videos, new articles, new books, new things that you can look at and check out every day. And of course, we got 15 years of history there, things that people have taught us, like Elise Menon over the years. You can find out those things. Many, many, many of them are evergreen. Elise Menon is with us right now. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1998, the first year we were on the air. She's the author of a number of books. She's a marketing expert, marketing-mentor.com, right, Elise?
That's right.
Marketing-mentor.com. Okay, so you're helping people, especially professionals, especially consultants, folks like that, folks who work by the hour, by the project. You're helping them get more business. And, you know, I remember what I used to go through when I had my consulting business. You know, I'd talk to somebody about doing business with me, and they would get so excited about what we were talking about, but then for some reason I never was able to close the deal. And if I can't close them, nobody can close them.
So why couldn't you close it?
They weren't ready.
Mm-hmm.
But they acted like they were ready.
Well, that's the question. How do people act when they're ready? I don't think excitement is necessarily one of the kind of red flags mm-hmm. of readiness. It could be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many people who get excited about everything.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
So how do you distinguish if they're actually excited about working with you and it means something more? And one of the problems, I think, and I don't think I wrote about this in the blog post that you're referring to about whether people are ready or excited, but I think when there's the excitement, often it's interpreted as, you know, they like me, they want me,
mm-hmm.
something personal.
They love me. You really, really love me.
That's right. Or even, this came up in a proposal workshop I gave last week, actually. Someone said, when I am asked for a proposal, I interpret it as they want me.
Yeah.
But
no,
it's
that's,
not
no,
that.
No, folks, that, they didn't ask for a contract. They asked for a proposal. Two different things.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so many people respond to that question for a proposal when there's no way they're going to get the job, but they misinterpret the question.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that fascinating. So I think that, you know, the idea of being ready means that, you know, they're ready to put their money down, they're ready to make an appointment, they're ready to fill out your questionnaire, they're ready to take the next step, not, you know, an effusiveness in their tone of voice.
When I had my consulting business, I really only wanted to work with people who were ready to solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew if they were that at that point that they would pay me. They would actually pay me for the work I was going to do. And so every bit of my business growth came from referrals, 100%. And so people would call, a customer client would call me and say, hey, I just had lunch with so-and-so. He was asking me about your work with me, and I told him how happy I was. He told me to have you call him. And you know what? I didn't do it. I probably did the first time or two. But after that, I said, you know what? Thank you so much for referring me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. But I'd like to ask you to do me one more favor. Would you call him and say, Jim said he would love to work for you. Here's his phone number. Give him a call when you're ready to work with him. Mm-hmm. And I know that that might seem a little odd, but what I found out was working with a consultant, if you don't make the first phone call as the customer, then you're not really ready to solve problems.
I think that's true, and I think what you're pointing to is the pain.
Yeah.
That they have to be in pain.
Yeah, they have to be where they'll say, I really do need help.
Right.
Because if I call them first, then I'm a salesman trying to sell them something.
Right, and being excited when they're excited isn't a sign of pain.
Right, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. And of course, now we come back to how do you find out the difference? Well, I think you come back to the good old fashioned salesmanship skills, especially closing, interim closes, where you ask them, if you actually are in front of them, you ask them questions that let you know whether they're motivated or not, whether they're excited or whether they feel pain.
And actually, sometimes I think they're not quite aware of the pain or the potential pain if they don't take the next step.
Right.
So I think part of the closing process could be you painting the picture of the pain that
right.
is to come.
But even so, though, if they don't feel the pain, then the problem is they might still engage you, but you still might have a problem collecting money when you send them the first bill.
That's true. Yeah, well, you have to get paid in advance, that's all.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get customers that you work with closely, you know, you can do differently. But, okay, so that's a really good point. And so, folks, you know, and it doesn't matter what business you're in. You know,
no.
I've sold hard goods over the years, Elise, and I thought I had somebody sold, and it turned out they just were excited. They weren't ready.
That's right.
Hey, Elise, thanks for almost 15 great years.
My pleasure,
a member of our brain trust. And
yeah, my pleasure.
Marketing-mentor.com, right?
Yep.
So check it out. Thanks, Elise. Take care.
Thank you.
Glad you're okay there in Hoboken.
Thank you. Me too.
All right.
Too.
See you later. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Big old Buick and a big old sky and wheels on fire, and I tell you why, I got a high ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.